Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, we have two special guests. They're both Rotarians, and they are Jim Elliott and Tina Marie Hernandez, and they're going to be talking to us about a very special project of theirs, and it's called Dive Heart, and they've been on our show before.
And we're delighted to have them back. Well, Jim Elliott and Tina Marie Hernandez, a pleasure to see you both again here on Radio Rotary. So yes. Tell us, Jim, what is Dive Heart?
Dive Heart's a 22-year-old nonprofit that helps children, veterans, and others with disabilities build confidence, independence, and self-esteem. Through adaptive scuba and scuba therapy is what we call it. And the thrill for me personally is to get somebody out of a wheelchair and get them standing up underwater in a pool. And when they look down and they see they're standing up, they just go, oh my God, I'm standing up. And it might be for the first time in their life if they were born with a disability. So we do that. We do research with the university medical centers around the world, really. And our latest project is to build the deepest warm water therapy pool in the world.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned warm water therapy. Our Radio Rotary signal covers Hyde Park, which was the home of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And of course, he had the warm springs down in Georgia where he went into the pool and he could use his legs, which were otherwise paralyzed by polio.
Polio, right.
Because of the buoyancy. Is that something that you find with the people that use your Dive Heart, Tina Marie?
Yeah, actually, we've had experiences where someone who would never be able to bear the weight of their body on land underwater because they have some movement in their legs, they're able to look like either they can walk and or, you know, kick while they're underwater because the water's holding up their body mass and they're able to use what movement they have to propel themselves. So yes, we've seen that. We videotaped it. We had someone who was doing it and he said, you kept seeing me in the video clear my mask because I was smiling so much.
Oh, is that right? That's marvelous.
That is.
Now, you talk about scuba and that's the other water tanks. Yes. Those who are old enough like I am to remember Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt. Scuba stands for something, right? What do those initials mean, Tina Marie?
I'm older than her, so.
Not older than me. I'm older than dirt.
I follow Jacques Cousteau when he was on TV, right? No, it's a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay.
So that's where you have a tank on your body and you have a regulator in your mouth and you're able to go down independently. There is also surface supply gas that we use where we have the tank or gas up on the deck of a pool, for example, and we send a long hose down with an individual who might be wearing a full face mask if they can't hold a regulator in their mouth. And they might be getting not just air like we're breathing right now. They might be getting an enriched air. So they might be getting 50% oxygen or 100% oxygen at safe depths, which we're just beginning to see benefits from and do research with.
So, you know, correct me. Unfortunately, I haven't seen this done and I should. Are people who are oxygen dependent or on ventilators, can they still do this?
We have had people who are on who use a ventilator dive with us. Now, not many.
Wow.
Because it is quite the, it requires quite the team.
It would.
Get them in the water. But I feel, you know, this project that we're reaching for, this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because we need a place where we can invite the engineers and invite the people who can help us create a safe environment for people who might be using a ventilator to dive. And we need to, you know, tweak it and perfect it. Right now, we don't have the access to pools and to depths that would allow us to really, you know, create this in a meaningful way. Right now it's, you know, kind of half of this, half of that, begging for pools and pool time and stuff. So it's taking us forever. If we were able to have our own place, we could invite people and then get it done.
Mm-hmm. Right? So tell us about what it is you're hoping to achieve, hoping to create in this deep pool.
So we've known for a long time about deep pools that have been being built. So the first one was in
Brussels,
yeah. Right? And that person built it to 99 feet deep. And
let's not jump over that. You know, usually you go to a hotel, the usual deep end is six foot, right?
Yeah,
right. 99 feet down?
Yes. And it's built like a water tower sleeve. So it's a round circle. And I mean, think of a water tower sleeve and that's it, right? Now, the way he built his, it's all, you got to take stairs up and then to get into the pool, you know, and so that's always a challenge. And if you're someone who uses a wheelchair or can't use your legs or has mobility issues, you're not going to be able to go up those stairs. There's no elevator.
Right.
And there's not a lot of, there are windows, but they're not really big because of the pressure. So anyway, we've known about these pools. We've seen more built. So I think there's five now throughout Europe and Asia, and they are all commercial, you know, built. They all kind of have a similar design where you have the water tower sleeve. So maybe you would have a couple of levels that would take you maybe to 60 or 40 feet, but then from that 40 feet, it's a water tower sleeve down. What we want to do is we want to have a lot of different teams in there doing various types of activities. One might be doing rehabilitation. Another team in there might be doing training. Another team in there might be doing research. Mm-hmm. And the way that we've designed our pool is we've designed it in a telescoping way. So think of a telescope, because it's telescoping. And each atmosphere, which is 33 feet, has a ledge. And on that ledge, the ledge will be 10 feet wide. You can have teams working in that area. They don't necessarily need to be sitting on the ledge or using the ledge, but they'll have that area to work on. And then if you want to go deeper, there'll be another ledge that's at a different, you know, different depth and not quite as far out or a little bit farther out, so that if there's ever a problem, people are able to come up to the surface of the water without disturbing any other team that might be.
So safe, very, very safe design.
Yeah. So how many gallons of water will this immense pool hold?
Really good question. That's above our pay grade, actually.
All right. Sounds like millions of gallons.
We have architects and engineers and business people that have helped us you know, design this. So we're very blessed to have an amazing team to get this going.
It'll be a lot.
And where will
a lot of water.
Where will it be located?
In the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Right. So we've identified, we have partners and approvals from North Chicago, the city of North Chicago. And they have picked some spaces for us, and we're still negotiating where exactly, which one we're going to take.
Yeah. We're going to find out more about the great work of the Dive Hard organization from Rotarians Jim Elliott and Tina Marie Hernandez. We're going to take a really deep dive into their background and history right after Kathy Kruger tells us who keeps us afloat by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
We are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. not to mention one that's been top-rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hutton Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hutton Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeboss. So with me is my co-host, Kathy Krueger, who is going to introduce two terrific guests. Kathy, take it away.
Yes, we have two wonderful Rotarians. We have Jim Elliott and we have Tina Marie Hernandez, and they are talking to us about this wonderful program, Dive Heart. And they've got just fantastic stuff to tell us that they're working on, and they even have a patent now, too. So go ahead and
we're
just
find out about it. But Tina Marie, welcome back to this section of Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
And Jim, a pleasure as always to have you back on the show. So for those who may have tuned in late, just give us a brief overview again of what is Dive Heart and tell us a little bit about its history. How did it get started?
Yeah.
So Jim created this in 2001. And it was an idea of his that he came up with after experiencing some challenges with his daughter who was born blind. Mm-hmm. She came to a point in her life where she, you know, she didn't want to be blind anymore, right? She didn't want to learn Braille. She didn't want to walk with a cane. She was just like, I can see just a very little bit, Dad. So I think I'm not blind and don't need to learn this stuff. And he was kind of going around going, what do I do? This, you know, person, my daughter needs to learn these things. And how do I get her to learn? And how do I help her develop into a strong, confident person? And someone suggested downhill skiing for the blind. Mm. And Jim jumped on that. They started doing it together. It became their thing. And he saw the results he was hoping for. He saw her become this confident young person, the person that could walk up to you and be like, what'd you do this weekend, Erin? She says, I went skiing. What? Yeah, I'm a downhill skier. And it changed her life. And what he thought was, if that's what skiing can do, what could I do with scuba diving, where you can use this in any pool in the country and or the world? And that's what we've built over the past 22 years. We're in Malaysia and in Borneo and in the UK and all over the Caribbean. We've trained people to work with people with disabilities, and they are helping others just the way his daughter was helped through downhill skiing.
That's just absolutely tremendous. And how many people do you usually help every year, Jim, with the scuba diving program?
Well, I started teaching people with disabilities in 97, and I've trained thousands of instructors and dive masters and buddies and adaptive divers. It's hard to judge because we have things going on all over the world. We've helped
right.
50 other nonprofits. So those nonprofits are kind of operating independently, and they're not audited by us.
Right. So it'd be fair to say that thousands upon thousands have been helped by the Dive Heart system. That's terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you folks have a website. Why don't you give us your website? And folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because if you don't get it down all right now, we'll be sure that our two great guests, Tina Marie Hernandez and Jim Elliott, repeat it during some portion of the show. What's the website, gang?
It's www.diveheart.org, O-R-G.
And spell Dive Heart for everybody.
D-I-V-E-H-E-A-R-T.
Right. And as I said, get a pencil and paper. They'll repeat that in the later portion of the program. So let's assume that somebody's listening out there and they've got somebody who could benefit from the Dive Heart program, which again, the website is
www.diveheart.org.
Okay. And they reach out to you by the website. Take us through the steps. You know, after that initial phone call or initial email or whatever, the application online, what are the steps? How do they become proficient in scuba diving with your help?
With our help. So what we do is the first time someone emails us and says, I'm interested, I've checked you guys out and I would like to go diving, we have to figure out where in the world they live. And then mm-hmm. once we figure that out, we figure out who is closest to them to help train them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we don't have an instructor right there. So there are various ways we can accomplish what we want to have done. One is we would invite them to reach out to their local scuba shop. And even if they aren't, you know, our instructor, they could do a Discover Scuba. You want to make sure, I mean, the idea might be fun, but you want to make sure you really liked it, you know, before we take you into the ocean. So if that's the case, then we would work with them to find an instructor. If they said, yeah, I loved it, I still want to do this, find an instructor, get them certified, and then they can come on any of our trips that we offer. We offer various trips throughout each of the years. We'll have six, I think, we have set up already for next year. And, you know, you find it in our calendar and you can come. Now, for people who live in areas where we offer programs, they can come to our pool programs as many times as they want, for as many years as they want, and they never have to get certified if they don't want to. They can just come and enjoy scuba diving in a pool for, you know, eons, and we don't charge money. We just say, come on and enjoy this with us.
So there's no charges for your services?
Not in the pool. Oh, so if you need to get certified, if you come on a trip, you need to get certified. So that would cost money. And then to be on the trip costs money.
So you mentioned the ocean too, do both a pool and an ocean.
Yeah, our trips are a lot like if you have a church that does a mission trip.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're putting a roof on a school in Honduras.
Right.
Our trips are very, very similar. And we do the trips not for the sake of doing a trip to go somewhere. We do it to help train and get experience for our instructors and our buddies. So, for example, when we go to Cozumel, Mexico, we ask all our volunteers and all of our buddies and all of our instructors and all our participants, you know, pay as much as you absolutely can to do this. And some people say, hey, I'm going to pay for me. I'm going to help sponsor an adaptive diver as well. So that's all great. But we always have to dip into funds and grants and scholarships and things like that to help bridge the gap. You know, we had a girl with no arms and no legs one year that wanted to go on a trip to Bonaire, and she was $500 short. And I just put it on Facebook that she was so close. And a friend of mine who was an instructor in Monterey Bay Aquarium in California said, Jim, I just got a bonus. I'm going to send you $700 and we're going to take Anna.
That's fabulous.
We have a lot of partners that do that as well. They want to sponsor someone. They want to help someone, you know, have this experience. The first experience is so life-changing for people. And, you know, some of these people have never been out of the country. It's the first time that they're getting a passport or the first time they're coming, you know, doing various things. We do try to do trips within the U.S. As well, so that they don't have to, you know, go out of the country. But those have been harder to do after COVID.
So diving experiences that you're offering those who are disabled is not just liberating for the body, it's liberating for the spirit. I mean, the buoyancy of the water brings their legs back to some sort of usefulness, but it raises their spirits. That's fabulous. That's an absolutely fabulous thing. And that's the kind of thing Rotarians do all the time. And of course, both of our guests, Tina Marie Hernandez and Jim Elliott, are Rotarians. What club do you belong to?
Downers Grove, Illinois.
Right.
And Jonah, I have to say, I grew up very close to this area too. I grew up in Arlington Heights.
Right.
So, you know.
And where and when does it meet?
We meet Tuesday mornings, and we pick one evening time, one Thursday a month or Tuesday a month, and we do something special. Yeah. So last week it was bowling, and you know, we do bingo and various things, or we go out and we do a one and done type of
service project.
Right. And Kathy wants to know,
how's the food?
Oh, the food's excellent. It's a breakfast place, and the owner is a Rotarian as well, so he would listen in on the meetings and we just scooped him in from there. But I have to say, the Rotary groups that we have encountered have helped us grow, helped us go to new places. We were in Grenada last year, and we went to one of the Rotary Club meetings there. Our club, we decided we might have a challenge and say, who can go to more new Rotary meetings? The whole club versus Tina and Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're not in the Chicago area but still want to join the fun, the food, the fellowship of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Find out where your local hometown Rotary Club meets. Join us for service at Belf Self and meet two great people like Tina Marie Hernandez and Jim Elliott, who will come back with more about their Die Hard program right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you. ThirdEyeAssociates.com or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboas. With me is our producer and co-host, the fabulous Kathy Kruger. And one of the jobs of producer is to book great guests. And we have two outstanding Rotarians who Kathy now will introduce.
Yes, we are lucky enough to have Jim Elliott and Tina Marie Hernandez, and they are from Dive Heart, and they are just fabulous guests doing a wonderful job helping people that have some disabilities, difficulties, and they are scuba diving of all things, and they have they're making a pool, and they're helping wonderful people get into these pool and doing scuba diving, and they've got a great job ahead of making this pool, but they've got a patent and they're going to do some fundraising and they're going to do this. They're going to make this pool. Go ahead, guys.
I think we should stress that this is bigger than your backyard swimming pool, whether it's above ground or in the ground. Just for those who may have joined us late, Tina Marie and Jim, describe the pool again. How big? How deep?
It's huge.
Deep's going to depend on how much money we can raise. Okay. So let's raise all of it, so that we can make it nice and deep.
And the reason we want depth is because we've discovered through the research we've done with university medical centers around the world is if we can get deep enough, for example, doctors from Johns Hopkins went on one of our trips and said, if you go to 66 feet, there'll be an extra output of serotonin, which helps with pain management and PTSD symptoms. So during the study they did in 2011, 80% of the symptoms of the veterans who had PTSD were alleviated in that week. So there's a lot. We know chronic pain goes away for up to 2 or 3 weeks. We know that kids with autism respond to it right away because ambient pressure is a therapy for them. People with any mobility issues at all get tremendous benefit. It also helps mentally and emotionally with being able to self-identify as a diver instead of someone with a disability, right? So now I'm not Johnny in a wheelchair. I'm Johnny the scuba diver. Now they can take on other challenges in their life, right? And we hope that they inspire people around them. And Rotary is a tremendous way to reach communities and just grow this exponentially.
And, you know, Jim, when you say that, we have somebody in our club who is deaf, And when they have something, like you said, instead of focusing on their disability, she always says, I have a different ability. So scuba diving would be their different ability. So,
and if she started diving, she would be a goddess underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
She could speak, and all of us are very limited in the signs that we can tell each other. And we could actually have a conversation with someone else.
She'd be talking and we'd be going, huh?
Now would be a great time to get out your website address for people who might be interested in supporting you. What's the website, folks? Folks, home, get a pencil and paper.
It is www.divehart, divehear.org, O-R-G.
One more time, Tina Marie.
www.divehart.org.
Folks, home, get that pencil and paper. We'll be sure to repeat that before the end of the program. Find out about their great program and help them. Think about helping them, right, with their fabulous pool. It's going to be constructed to help so many more people through the Dive Heart program. Kathy.
And get it out there. How much money do you need to fundraise how deep do you need to dig?
So we're looking at $130 to $150 million raise.
Okay.
And that's going to include building the pool. We have a couple of phases that are set up, but building, because it's actually a facility, so it would be three pools. You're going to have a starter pool, you're going to have a therapy pool, and you're going to have the deep pool. And that's, you know, we need to start people on the smaller ones then before we get them into the big one. It'll be there so we can have research and rehabilitation happening. And so we can have universities and students there doing their courses. You know, we're hoping to make this a whole thing within PT, OT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and recreational therapy, right? We look to have events there. I mean, this is going to be a big facility that's going to invite the world to come to us.
And we would love the opportunity to share it with Rotary clubs all over the world. So anyone listening that has a club that needs a program, if all of a sudden somebody drops the ball and doesn't show up, call us because we're really good at adapting because that's what we do, right? So we present it to clubs all over the world. COVID, it's amazing. Out of nowhere, we had to cancel 14 trips and 200 pool programs around the U.S. alone. And then out of nowhere, 5 occupational doctoral candidates came to us to do their residencies.
Yeah. Wow.
I know, right? And all of a sudden, we have tools. We can offer continuing education credits now to OTs, PTs, and our recreational therapists. Yeah, it's just amazing how if you adapt when a challenge comes your way and you turn it into an opportunity, how you can really make a difference, you know?
Yeah. Sarah's word was pivot.
Yeah, right. Many Rotary clubs still meet occasionally on Zoom. My own club goes 1 week live, 1 week Zoom, and they can have you come in as guest speakers on their Zoom program. So again, let's give us that website so people can reach out, Rotary clubs can reach out. Besides helping, we ask you to be speakers.
www.divehart.org. And we also invite you to check out our YouTube channel. There are so many inspirational stories there. That's what we share when we do the presentations and we tell the stories as well. We just had a wonderful meeting with a group of blind women, right, who were also Rotarians. And it was funny in our conversation with them, they realized one Navy veteran, she said, oh, I don't think I can do diving anymore because I've been injured. And as we were talking, she goes, I didn't even think that I could volunteer and inspire others.
Oh,
wow.
And so she had that epiphany while we were all talking together. So it was great.
Yeah, we all need purpose. And that's what we try to do is give people of all abilities purpose and help guide them to be good stewards of the environment or whatever.
That's the Rotary way. So in the moments we have left, please give us that website one more time.
One more time.
Yes, I'm happy to. www.divehart.org.
Rotarians Tina Marie Hernandez and Jim Elliott, thank you so much for everything you do to help those in need through Dive Heart. And thanks for joining us once again on Radio Rotary. It's been a great pleasure having you.
Yes, it has.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, it's our great pleasure. And Kathy, who gives us the pleasure of sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Yes, we are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.